Your Mishnayis Nigoyim, we're up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ha Tolish Simoni Tumah. In case you have a Beharif, and you have Simoni Tumah on it, that you are Mukhlet, you had white hair there, or else you had a Michya there, and you pulled it off. That's called Ha Tolish. You pulled out the two white hairs that you had there. Or else the Ha Koyves Michya. In case you had the raw skin there, so you will cover it, you like burn it, you put a burn over there. And by burning it, you take away the din of a michia, the raw skin. In such a case, over blaisa say, you're over lav. The pasuk says, yishoma benega atzaras lishma miyod v'lasois. That you're not allowed to take away the simen tumah. And now the Mishnah says, well, what's going to be l'tor? What about to make him tor? Because you pulled out the simoni tumah. Depends. Achloi boitza la koyen. If you didn't come to the koyen yet, you pulled it out before you came to him. And echanami, you remain tor. The koyen does not see a simen tumah, you remain tor. What's going to be liacharech later? Let's say the Kohen already saw the two white hairs, and the Kohen paskin that yavadi tomei, and now you go and you pull it out. The locher is tomei, still you remain bitumosai. And some of our shalom, it's only with the rabbonin, it's a knas with the rabbonin that you remain tomei. On this, Amr Rabbi Kiva says, Sha'alti yes Rabbi Gamliel, yes Rabbi Gamliel, v'es Rabbi Yeshua, that holchin legadvod, they were going to their place, gadvod, they asked the shal like this, what's going to be has what's going to be if this person had a beharis and the Kohen looked at it and he put him away to lock him up for a week or the second week, and in the middle of that week it grows two white hairs, and also he pulls them out before it comes to the Kohen. So what's going to be the halacha? So Omer li, they said to me that lo shemano, they did not hear this halacha clearly. Avul shemano, but they heard like this, that achloi boi to la Kohen tor. If they pull out this morning tumah before they went to the Kohen, before the Kohen paskin, that is tomei, he remains tor. The acharach leitoi, tomei. But if he pulls it out after the Kohen already paskin, that is tomei, then it does not help. So the churush should be the same thing here also. That you betech hesker, the Kohen did not paskin that you tomei yet. So even though the two simonim grew, but since you pulled them out, the two hairs before you went to the Kohen, the churush you should remain with the din of hesker, you tor, you're not mukhlet. Now it says, his chalti made them right. I started to bring for them proofs. And these proofs are not brought down to the Mishnah Yisnovi, it's brought down to Sefto. But he started to bring a proof to what he said. Now the Mishnah says, Echad Oimim Befnei HaKoyim, but the person now is standing in front of the Koyim. At the beginning, when he first comes to the Koyim with his Nega Tzaraf. The Echad B'Teich HaSger, whether he was ready put away for a week already. So, Tohor Achi Tamenu HaKoyim. Because if he pulled out his simonim, these two white hairs, even if he did it in front of the Kohen, but as long as the Kohen did not paskin yet that he's tamei, senechonami, then he remains tor. Now, mi'eimu sahi terosai, how does this person become tor in the case where the Kohen first saw the two white hairs and they paskin yet that he's tamei, and then he went and pulled them out? So now, how could he become tor? He doesn't have any white hairs, but there's a kenas that he has to remain tor, tamei. So how could this person become tor? So Rebbe Lezer says, "Lekeshi yivolad le-neger acher." He has to wait till another neger comes upon his body. Ve'yitam imenu, and it becomes tor from that neger. When it becomes tor from that neger, he'll also become tor from his first neger. However, the chom say, "At shetifrach b'kulay." The chom say, "No, the only time we become tor is if the neger tzara spreads upon the whole gufay." Then the locher is that he remains tor, because that would be a loch, even if he didn't pull out the simoni tumah. If the nega spreads out his whole body, that makes him tor. Or else, you have to wait until that first nega tzaraf, that nega becomes less than a gris. That's the only way he becomes tor. The kolzman does not become smaller than a gris, and echnami, the tumah remains, even though he doesn't have the simoni tumah, that's the knaf, he remains tummy. Mishnehei. Somebody has a beheris, a white spot on his skin, and he cut it off. So, Tahira, the locker is, he is tor right now. We'll tell him now what happened, Shloi b'miskav, he didn't have kavod, it happened by mistake. So, locker then he becomes tor. The Dash and the Apostle says, Kol yimei asher nega bo yitmo. But not then, Torah's Kandashians, but not days that it was cut off. What's going to be the kotzasov miskavin? He cut it off with kavod, he cut off the white skin, the white spot. So now, Rebbe Lezer says, "Liki shivolod lo neger achar v'yitom imenu." It's like a knaf that remains tummy right now, and you have to wait until another neger grows on his body, and when that neger becomes tor, That's when it'll become tor from the first one. The chom and the chom say no. The chom mayim know the knasis remains tomi leilam at chetifrach kuloi until he has a tarwa that the neg is spread throughout his whole body. Now, hoy sub roish ola, let's say the nega was on the tip of his ola b'mokam amila, they didn't have a mila yet, so no Allah yimol, you have a right to make a bris mila. Even though by making the bris mila, you're being overlaid, you're cutting off the saras, but that's the klal of essay, is doich alois asay, you have a right to do the mitzvah essay of mila, even though it means to be doich the lav of ishama b'nega hatsaras. Yeah, perek shemini, mishnalef, ha poirech min hatome tor. It means first the person had a nega that was mukhla to become tamei, and after that this nega tzaras spread over his whole body. That's the pasuk kuli hafach lovens alocher is tor. That the pasuk says broa kain vine kisra tzaras as kol b'sara v'toras and nega kuli hafach lovens torhu. That's the simin tayra, the fact that nega now spread over his whole body. What's going to be chosru boy roshi evorim? Later though, it went away the nega from the Rosh Yevorim, the tips of his fingers, of his toes. So Tomei, then he's back to his Tuma. That's not considered now Porach Bekula, since the Rosh Yevorim were uncovered, like, do not have the Neger by them. Achetismayet Bahatmet Gris, he remains Tomei now, until the Neger becomes so small, that it's smaller than a Gris. What's going to be Minhator? Let's say at the beginning, he had a Neger that was Tor. In the case that say first the person was Tome because he had some money Tuma, he had two white hairs there, then the two white hairs went away, so he became Tor. And then the Nega now spread over his whole body, that's called Minhat Tor, then Tome. That he's Tome Mishrim Pisyon. Now the mice is Nega spread, he'll become Tome. What's going to be Chosru Boy Roshi Evorim? Tome Achetachsa Behartoi Lekemoshe Hoysa. You could see now the Rosh Yevorim without the Negat, and the Negat is becoming smaller. Still you remain Tomei, because still there was a Pisyon. Achetach Sabahat L'Kumay Shoiso. Until the Beres comes as smaller as it was at the beginning. Without any Pis, without any spreading, then the Tumah would go up. The Kol Zaman is a spreading, so it has Tumah Machmas the Pisyon. Mishnah Beis. Beheres Kagris. Let's say if a Beheres, a white spot, the Simen Tumah, the size of the Gris. Ovo michyo kadosh, and inside this beris, there's this raw skin, raw meat, the size of a kadosh of a lentil. So loch riz yitomei, that's a simen tumma, the Torah with the claim was machlet, you'd become tumei. And later, porcho bakuloi, and later the beris spreads over the whole body, excluding the michyo, viyachakach, and then later, hol chloi ha michyo, then later the michyo goes away. In other words, that the nega spreads even over the michyo, or else, oy shoch loy ha michya. Let's say first the michya, the raw meat went away. Viachakach porcha bekuloi, and then this nega tzaras spreads over the whole body, is tor. Thus considered that it was porach minatonei, and therefore you remain tohor. Even though it does not happen about vachas, it happens a little bit later, still you remain tohor. What's going to be no doloi michya? Let's say after the nega was porach spread, and then it was, then a michya came, then the raw meat came. So tomei, then you become tomei. That's the sim tomei, even though you have a pricha that's metari you, but if the michya comes later, you become tomei. What's going to be nolod loy say eleven? Let's say also after the nega spreads over the whole body, then you have white hair. Tirtu machlekes. Reb Yeshua metamei, it's also a sim tomei, even though you have a pricha b'kuloi, still you tomei. The Chachamim mitan, the Chachamim say no, that since it's a porcha b'kuloi, the seyer lovin is not a simen tameya. Only a michya is a simen tameya, but not a seyer lovin. Mishnah Gimel, beheres uvor seyer lovin. If somebody has the size of a gris, a white spot of beheres, and he has white hair, so chura the kain was machatim to come tamei. Then later porcha b'kuloi, then the nega spreads over the whole body. So Afal Pisha say lovim kaimoi, even the white hair is still there, the Maisa Torah becomes Torah, since it's a pricha b'kuloi, it's metayrim. And even according to Bishu in the Mishnah before that says that Yitamei, that's only where the say lovim came after the pricha. But over here is Maida Kanchator, since the pricha came after the say lovim. Therefore the Mishnah says Torah. what's going to be Beheris of Ophisian. Let's say first you have the Beheris the size of the gris. Of Ophisian starts to spread. Now, so you became Tomei. Then Porcha B'Kuloi. Then it spreads over the whole body. So also Tor, you remain Tor. That's also called the Pricha Minat Tumah, that you remain Tor. V'chulun Shechozu Ben Roshi Yavorim. Let's say later though the Beheris is not on your whole body, it goes away at least from the Rosh Yevorim. Harahim Tmeyim. Now Lamais is not called the Pricha B'Kuloi, therefore you remain Tomei. What's going to be Porcha B'Miktosai? Tomei. Let's say it only spread over part of your body. That's a regular Pisyon of other than your Tomei. Porcha B'Kuloi Tor. Let's say it spreads over the whole body. Then you become Tor. And again, that's the Chiddush, even though it wasn't B'Basachas Rap M'Zechas there, still the Pricha helps to make you, keep you Tor. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Kol prichas rosh yevorim. Anytime the nagel like is spreading over the whole body, and that's going to make a tor, and it has to spread over the rosh yevorim, also tips of your fingers, your toes. Shebe prichos on tiru, that because it spread over, it was metayer what was tomei before. So tiru tomei, I mean, since it was first tomei, now when it spread, it became tor. Yichino kishayatru tomeim. If it again becomes uncovered, meaning the nega, the white spot goes off the Rosh Yevorim, so it's not considered it was Porach B'chol Gufoi, and then you become Tomei again. Now, Kol Chaziras Rosh Yevorim, every time by the Rosh Yevorim, if the Nega comes back again, Shebe Chaziroson Timoi Tor, that when it came back, so Kishach Timu Etor, that if it comes back again, that you see the Rosh Yevorim, so again there's no Pricha, and it returns, the Torah becomes Tomei again. Now it's not called Parcha B'Kol Gufay. So the Chiddush Mishnah is like it says later, that Nischasu, let's say no, becomes covered again, is Torah, then it does become covered. It does become Torah, because now it is called the Pricha B'Kulay. And again Nisgalu, let's say again now the Rosh Yevorim become uncovered, means you could see them without the Nega, Tomei, it goes away, the Pricha B'Kol Gufay becomes Tomei. And that's the Chiddush Shafilu Meyipom, even though it happens 100 times. So again, that's the Yisoid. At first the Kohen pronounced you Tomei because of the Nega. And then the Nega spreads over the whole body, even the Rosh Yevorim, you become Tor. Then when it goes away, from even only the Rosh Yevorim, you become Tomei. And then when the Nega comes back again over the Rosh Yevorim, again you become Tor. As it goes away, you become Tomei. If it comes back, you become Tor, even 100 times if it go back and forth. Mishnah Hey, Kol Haroyu Letame Benega Beheris. Anything that's fit, like the Or HaBosi, your skin, if it has a white spot there that you have a Tumas Nega, so Kol Haroyu, any part of your skin that's Roy Letame Benega Beheris, Makaves HaPricha. This halacha that later, if it spreads over the whole body, you become Tor, it has to spread over every part of your body that could become Tomei from a Nega on the Or HaBosi. It has to spread over all your skin. But Kol She'enu Ruah L'Tamei B'Nega B'Heres, any part of your body that cannot become Tomei B'Nega B'Heres, let's say your head or your beard, it will have later. So then the pshat is Einu Makav Esapricha. When the Nega spreads over the whole body, even though it doesn't spread over your head or over your beard, still you would become Tor. The chit's about that the Pricha B'Kula is Mitar you, it has to go over all over your body, any part that could have a tumor of a Nega. Ketzad, what's the case? Porcha B'Kula, where's the case where it spreads over the whole body? So it has to spread over all the skin of your body. Avoloi B'Roishu V'Zok, it doesn't have to spread over not your head and not your beard. Ba'Shchin, Ba'Michva, Uva Kedach, if you have a fever in the body, Hamordim. She says, the Mitzvah say that let's say you have a Shchin or Michva, can you have a bang on your skin that ruined the skin there? Or else you had a burn, or else your fever burnt up the skin, and the skin did not become heal, did not heal up yet. That's called hemorrhoidism, and it's still giving off its liquid. So in such a case, that skin is not fit to have a tumas nega, because it didn't start to heal up yet. So therefore, the pricha does not have to go over that part of the body. So even though there's no pricha, it didn't spread over that part of the body, still you could have the tyra of a pricha. What's going to be though, Chozer HaRosh V'Azokah V'Nikrachu, let's say later you became bald on your head or your beard, and now you could have a nega tzaras on your head, on the bald spot on your head, or on the bald of your beard. Or else, hashchin v'yamichva v'yakedach, the part of your skin that was wounded because of a wound, a hit, or else it was burnt, or else the heat of your body burned it up. V'nasu tzarevis, and now, nasu tzarevis, means it started to heal up, there is a small krum of a skin over it. So you have to know, tahorim. Still you remain tor. Meaning to say, even though right now the neg is not on this part of the body, which is fit to have a tumas negoyim, but since at the time when the neg is spread over the whole body, at that time when it spread, when the kohen said you tor, all parts of the body had the nega, and these parts of the body were not fit to have negoyim because there was a shchin there that the skin did not heal, or else your head, at that time you had hair. So even though later on the hair goes away, the shchin heals up, still you do not become tamei. Once this heta priecha, waschal does not go away. These places are not makiv anymore. Parcha bekulay. Let's say it's spread over the whole body. Avoloy dekechatzei adosha hasamach l'rosh l'zokin. Let's say the neg at the beginning spread over the whole body, but you're only missing a chatzei adosha that's near the head and near the zokin. So to come out did not spread over the whole body, and therefore you're tamei. Or else lashchin lamikvu lakedach. Yeah, so because of that, you remain tamei, because it didn't spread over the whole body. Now, chosar harosh v'yazokim v'nikruchu, that's the lady you became bald on your head or your beard, or else hashchin v'yamikvu v'yakedach v'nasu tzarevis, or else this shchin on the body, where the skin was ruined, or else it was burnt, or else the heat of your body did it. Now the skin starts to heal up, there's a thin layer of skin over it. Even though now that first chatzi adosha that was left over, that did not have the negah there, was not called porcha bekulay, now it's porcha even on that chatzi adosha. Afopi shenasu mekoyim hamichim, in the first clear skin, who now becomes a peris. So the chure, really before, this would have been considered a pricha bechol gufay, but still right now, tamei, still you remain tamei. Because here your head became bald already, or else the skin of the tzaras started to heal already. So now this makom is also fit to have a beharis. So if you want to have the heter of porcha bekula right now, it has to spread even on these places also. And since it didn't spread yet on these places, therefore tummy still remain tummy. Achetifak bekulai. And so right now at the time when you want to have the heter of porcha bekulai, where this beharis is spreading over your whole body, it has to right now spread over every part of the body that's fit to have the tumas negoyim. And since right now it's fit to have it even on this your head or on the beard or on the place of the head, the head place of the beard, or even on the shchin and the michvin and the kedach, therefore you're not going to remain, you won't become tamei till it spreads over all these places. So that's the difference. If at the beginning it wasn't fit, so the pricha wasn't every part that was fit, so the head was chal. Even later, those places become healed up. So what? But over here, that the heter wasn't chal yet. Now we want to be chal. That's to be spread over the whole body. Mishnah Vov. Shtei beharis. Let's say a person had two white spots, two beharises. Achas tamei v'achas tara. One spot was tamei, it was white enough, and the other spot was not white enough. It was a little bit darker. It was not tamei. Or else, in a case, tara means it stayed 2 weeks the same way, it didn't get worse, so Kohen passed in its store. And now, Porcho Mizulazu, they start to spread one to another. Doesn't make enough mina whether the Temeidic one spreads in the Tahira, or the Nega that's Torah spreads now over into the one that's Tomei. So since it spreads one to another, it's considered like it's Vadai Tomei now, because there's a Pisyon here. And now, V'yachakach Porcho Bekuloi, then this nega continues spreading throughout the whole body, is tor, that's considered porchoi minatome, that you become tor. And the chiddush is in the first place, even though it could be started to spread from the nega tyra, so then that's not called a real tome, because there was no pisyon yet, and then, since it's porcho bekuloi, maybe you still remain tome. The chiddush is no, that since first they met together, it was porcho mizulizu, so we consider the Torah Dikanega as if it's bottled to the Tomah Dikanega. And therefore we consider the Tomah Dikanega one as if it's spread. So therefore, first halachas we pass them that is tamei muchlat, his body tamei. And now when it spreads over the whole body, that's halacha kulu halfach lovem, that you become tor. What's going to be if these two nigoyim you had was bisvosa hel yoyna bisvosa tachtoynoi? One was on the top lip, and one was on the bottom lip. Rels bishtetz boisov on two of your fingers. Rels bishtei risein of two of your eyebrows, one on the top, one on the bottom. Safa pishim udubokim zebs, even though when you close them, they're like attached together. Veneer and kecher looks like one. Tor, again, as the same malacha, that we consider these two negoyim as if they're considered like one. And therefore, there was a pisfion first. And therefore, later when it spreads over the whole body, it's called kuloi hofak lovan. But locher as you remain, you become tor. What's going to be porcha bakula? Again, you first had a nega that it was tamei. Then it started to spread and spread over the whole body. Avaloi baboyak. There was a white spot on your body. Aboyak means it was a little bit darker, so it was not a simen tamei. But it was a white spot. Still you should know tamei, you remain tamei. It's not called porcha bakuloi. Since the white spot, the nega, did not spread over the whole body, it didn't spread over this boyak. What's going to be also chosru by roshe avorim kimin boyak? Let's say after the nega spread over the whole body that you became tor. Now by the roshe avorim, by the tips of your fingers or your toes, it becomes now kimin boyak. Means it's not that white anymore. It's a little bit darker. That simin is not a simin tameya. Still tor. Still you remain tor. Not the chiddush. That here, since the heter was already chal, so it's not called, the tumah comes back again, since it's still the color of a boyak. At the beginning, when the nega has to spread, it has to spread over the whole body. And if it doesn't spread over the whole body, it leaves over a boyak, then you're still tummy. The other chiddush is, though, once it's spread over the whole body, the nega, that you became tor. Now, when it starts to become uncovered, like the nega goes away, if it didn't go away completely, just it came down to the color of a boyak, Yishno, you still remain tor. What's going to be chosru bo roshe yevorim pochus mechadosha? Let's say after the nega spread over your whole body that you were tor, now at the tips of your fingers, the nega goes away. Its chosru goes away, but only pochus mechadosha. So shall we, that the tumah come back or not? Shrabi meya metamer, meya says yes. Now the mice, you don't have a pricha b'kol gufoi. It's not spread over the whole body. Tenechnami, therefore the tumah comes back. The Chachamim and the Chachamim say, "Don't know. Boyak pochus mikadosho simin tumah b'chila, but the yain simin tumah b'saif. Know that this boyak or else pochus mikadosho. That's only at the beginning when the nega is first spreading over the whole body. It's only mitariu if it goes over the whole body. If it leaves over even a pochus mikadosho, it's not mitariu. But once the tire was chal, and now it becomes clean like part of your body, only." But if only a pochus mechadosha, the net goes away from, see, he'll still remain tor. That's not called the simitum yet. Hey, that's lashon of the chomerim and boya pochus mechadosha simitum abatchila. At the beginning, first to give yourself the tyrant, the tyrant is not chal. It's not called porcha bakuloi. But the ain't simitum of a saif. If the hetta pricha was already chal, and now you want to take it away because a pochus mechadosha became clean from the nega, that's not matari. That's the chom shita. You need at least the size of a chadosha to be matari, to make you tummy again. The Mishnah Zayin, habo kuloi lovin. Person that first comes to the kohen and his whole body is spread with this nega. The nega is over the whole body. So locher is yaskir. Still the kohen has to lock him up like a regular locher. Person comes with the hair with the size of a gris. Because the locher is even though spread over the whole body, but the chilosa, it's not mitari you. Therefore, the kohen has to lock you up and wait for another week and then 2 weeks. What's going to be in the meantime? No good loy say a lover. Let's say two white hairs grow on your body. So locher is yachtet. Now the kohen passes that you vade tomei. What's going to be his shirushtein? Let's say both of them turn black again. Or yachas men, or else one of the two. Or else take tzirushtein, they both become too short. They don't have the size along the length they're supposed to be. Or yachas men, or else one of these two white hairs become too short. So the simen tumah goes off. It's as if now you don't have the simen tumeya. So you'll offer like you're back to where you were before. Now what's going to be nismach hashchin l'shtayim? Let's say the Shechin became close to both of these white hairs, or liachas men, or else to one of them, and now the pshat is that the white hair is not cooled in the middle of the nega, so it's not anymore a simen tamei anymore. The saros are not v'toich ha-nega, but rather near the Shechin, or else hikif ha-shechin eshteim, the Shechin went around both of these two white hairs, or yesachas men, or one of them, or chilkon, or else chilkon, or else it divided the two saros in between, whereas the Shechin went in between them. This also makes it now that these two hairs now are not in the same nega. Therefore, there's no mesimin tameya. Or else, or yichilkin, it divided how to do either hashchin, or else a michias hashchin, the raw meat that comes upon a shchin. Again, a shchin is where you had a wound on your body that the skin got ruined, and then the skin started to heal up again. Or else, ha michio, a burn that was on your body. Or michias ha michro, and then there's some raw meat growing on this michia. Or else, for you have boya. Or else a boyik is a white spot, but it's a simin Torah. It's not dark enough, it's not white enough to make it tamei. So if any one of these things happened that divided up the two hairs or went around the hair, so it takes away the simin tamei, and therefore you remain tor. What's the locha though now after kohen pasmet you tor now nolud la michya? Now raw skin grows on the negator on the beharis. That's a simin tamei. Or else I say a love, or else now another two white hairs grow. So tome, now you become tome. What's going to be loy noilad loy loy michya v'loy say a love? Let's say it did not grow no michya, no raw skin, or else no say a love. So tor, for his cheat, you remain tor the way you were before. Now the Mishnah says, v'chul in all these cases, shechozu v'bem roshe yevorim, hare elu k'moy shehoyu. So in the case where you were tor before, and now again the Rosh Yevorim became uncovered, like you did not see no more neger over there. See, the locher is, you still remain tor. Since the Torah was not because it was Porcho B'kuloi, but the Torah was because you're not Tomei. You started out that you were Porcho B'kuloi, you went to the Kohen, in your masket 2 weeks, nothing changed. So you became tor. Now even though part of the neger goes away and you see the Rosh Yevorim, so what? Here you still remain tor. It was only the Mishnah before that the Torah was because of the Prichor, then we say when it comes back again you become Tomei. But here, since the Torah was not because it spread, it was just time you had no Simen Tomei, so I Rehen Kamoisho, you still remain Tor. What's going to be Porcho the Mitzos? Let's say now it spreads over part of your body, Tomei, because that's the Loch of a Pisyon. Let's say you start out with a Nega the size of a gris, then it spread out, so Pshita, you become Tomei. What's going to be Porcho B'kula? Let's say it spreads over the whole body, and a Reyu Tor, then you remain Tor. That's Locho. Porcho B'kula, you remain Tor. Mishneh Ches. In B'kuloi Porcho Kachas. Let's say, beginning when you first came to the Kohen, you had the neg already spread over the whole body. And we had the Mishneh before, the Kohen asked, like, watch you for 1 or 2 weeks, see if anything happens to it. Mitoicha Torah. The Locho was that you were Torah before. So Tomei, you remain Tomei now. Meaning to say, let's say later, some of the nega goes away, and then later it spreads again. So Lamaisa now, that's called Mitoicha Torah, that you were Torah, now it spreads, you become Tomei. But Mitoicha Tumah, let's say for some reason, first you were Paskin, that you were Tomei Vadei, and then it spread over the whole body, that's the Locha, then you become Tor. This Locha, Porcho B'kul, is only Mitoicha Tumah, that you become Tor. But mitoicha tor, it's only like a pisyon, you become tamei. Ha tor mitoich hesker potu min hapriya. Means somebody that first came to the kohen with a nega, in the size of the grist, and the kohen locked him up for 1 or 2 weeks and nothing happened. So he made that his tor, now he becomes tor, that's called ha tor, you become tor. Mitoich hesker from being watched for 2 weeks. So potu min hapriya, or min hapriya, or min hatikalachas, or min hatiporim. You don't have the tumas and mitzaras, you don't have to rip your clothing. That's called yepoto min hapriya or min haprima. Means kolzaman your only muskar, there's no chiv now that your head should be uncovered like, and your clothing you should cover. You should rip your clothing. Well, then you have to have a haircut, you have to bring tziporim, the birds. But mitoicha hechlet, let's say first the kohen paskin that you are vadei tomei, you had simone, say 11 or Michya Pisyon, and then you become Tor, so then Chayav Bekulim. That's the loko, that now the Mitzaras, he has to have the God of Yipurim, he has to rip his clothing, for Oishi Yipurim, he has to let his hair grow, and then he has to shave off all his hair from all his body, then he has to bring Shnei Tziporim, that's called Chayav Bekulim. V'zeh mitamim bebiya. But both the person that has Tumas of Hesker or Tumah Huklat, when he comes into the house, he's metam whatever comes in, whether he comes in both b'mei hechlet, b'mei hesger, he's metam everything inside the house. That's the halacha. This the hilchos tuma doesn't make enough gemino whether it's metoich hesger or metoich hechlet. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. You're up to Mishnah Tes. Habo kuloi lovin. If somebody comes to the Kohen Lechatchila and his whole body is full of white, uvoi michya, in the middle of the Beharis, he has a michya. The michya, all along with he's saying a michya means raw flesh. Really, it's loved after raw flesh. It means really healthy flesh. But there's healthy skin in the middle that doesn't have any color on it. Doesn't have a color of white. Uvoi michya kadosh. It has the size of the kadosha. So therefore, the Kohen was machatim says vade tamei, and then later parcho bekuloi. Then even this michya, this healthy skin in the middle of the beharis, also turned out to be white. And then the akaka chosu barosh yevorim, and then later the tips of his fingers became like uncovered, meaning the tsaras, the beharis went away from them. So what's the halacha now? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel says, "Kechaziras roshei evorim bebeheres gedola." I mean, if you say now that the roshei evorim one is galik, you see them. So it has a locha like a regular, nega, and therefore the remain tor. Since at the beginning you were not tomei because of pircha, it wasn't because it spread that you became tomei. You first became tomei because there was a michya. Then when the michi goes away, so you remain tor. Now even though it's nizgala, the rosh yevorim, so what? When do we say if the parts of your body become clear, that you become tomei? That's only if the tire was through a pircha, that it spread over the whole body. But here your tire was not because it spread, but just because the michi went away, so you still remain tor. Rebbe Loza ben Azariah weimer, kechaziras rosh yevorim bebeheres, kitano. He holds, we consider this first, as if when you first came to the Kohen, even though you had lovin all over you, but there was one spot that was still clean. And then later, when that spot got a nega, it's called like misparcho, it like spread. So that's the reason why you became tamei. So now, when the nega goes away from the Rosh Yevorim, you become tamei again. It's like a regular nega katana that you started off with, that spread over the whole body, that made you tor. And now, when the spreading goes away, you become tamei again. So according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, you would remain tummy. Now, Mishnah Yud. Yesh mara nigoy la kohen v'niskor. Sometimes if you zoriz, if you go straight to the kohen fast, you gain on the deal. V'yesh mara mafsid. Sometimes you show it to the kohen your nega, and you lose out. Ketzer, how does it come out? Mi show your mukhlat. Let's say somebody was mukhlat, means he has a beharis, and he had white hair on it, or else he had michi, he had the healthy skin in the middle of it, or else piskin, or else started to spread. And then the simonim went away, the white hair went away, the pisim went away, and the michi went away. He was about to become tor. So now, he didn't have enough time to go to the kohen yet, until the nega now spread over his whole body. So lachar is tor. In this case, he gains on the deal that he remains tor. Why? Shilo herul akoyin hoyetomi, because if he would have showed his nega first to the kohen, that the kohen would have paskin first that you tohor, and then it would have spread over your whole body, you would have become tomei. But now that you do not show it to the kohen did not paskin that you tohor, so you still remain tomei. Now that the nega spread over your whole body, that's a simen taira. So this is the case that since you did not show it him so fast, You gain on the deal. But if you would have showed it to him very fast, you would have been mastered, you would have lost out. Now, Yes, she'ilu hayr l'kein haytarmeya. Now beheres v'yein bo klum. Let's say you have a beheres, and it's just on a white spot on your skin, and the v'yein bo klum, there are no simoni tuma. L'hispik l'arois l'kein, you did not get around to show to kein yet, atcha porcha b'kuloi, until the nega spread over your whole body. So now when you first show it to the kohen, he sees it over your whole body, lochur is tomei, you remain tomei. In this case, you lost out. Because shilu heru l'kohen ha'yitor, if you would have first showed the nega to the kohen, so you would have passed in your muzga, you had to be locked up, watched, and now if it spreads over the whole body, you would have become tor. So sometimes you gain, sometimes you lose out by not showing it to the kohen right away. Now we're up to Perek Chi. Mishnah. Hashchin v'hamichvo mitame b'shvuechot. The halacha of you have a shchin or a michvo, that again, that the skin becomes ruined because of a bang or because of a burn, and then it starts to heal up and there's a thin membrane of skin over it, and you have a nega there, that's called hashchin v'hamichvo. So mitame yoni mitame b'shvuechot means we only lock you up for 1 week, and after 1 week, if it stays the same, you become tor. Now, b'shnei simonim, there are only two simonim that can make you vade tomei. Either the seyalovin, if white hair grows there, or else the fistian, if it spreads at the end of the first week. But mich, you don't have. If the skin becomes healthy in the middle, for that you don't, that is no, there's no simon tomei by a shchin or a michve. Now, what's ezel ha-shchin, what's considered a shchin? That's called lokobet, you were hit by a stick, oy bevin with a stone, oy begefes, that's the psoilus of the zaysim of the olives, oy bemei tferia, or else with the hot water even of tferia. The chiddush is, even though these last two things like burnt you, still, kol shein yamach mesei shin, it's not because of fire, it's el shin. Anytime you got a wound on your skin that ruined the skin, as long as not through the fire, it's called the shin. Eizdehi michve, what's called the michve burn? Nichve begachela sebremitz. Where you get burnt through a red hot coal, or else the hot offer, remits means the hot dirt that was through the hot ashes of the fire. So the klal is kol shumach masesh. Anything that's through fire, zui michva. If fire is what called the skin to become burnt up, to get become maka, then it has a lock of a michva. Now the Mishnah says Mishnah beis hashchin v'hamichva ein mitzarfim zem ze. You can't put the two together. Means if you have a chatzi gris of a shchina next to it, the chatzi gris of a michva, then now it's tarfon like a sheer gris and you're not tamei. Since the Torah calls these two separate parshias, then now it's tarfon zelazer. V'yein poishim zelazer, and it doesn't spread from one to the other. Means to say, first you had a gris, they had a gris, a shchin, the size of the gris. And also you had the size of the gris of a michva. They're close to one another. And then one nega spread into the other one, it's not called a pisyon, and the remain tahor. Like the pisyon, the spreading of a shchin has to be over a shchin, or the spreading of a michva has to be over a michva. The song by now where this big spot on your skin was ruined because of the burn or the bang, and then there became a white spot on it. So the pisyon has to be that the white spot spread over a shchin, and it can't go into a michva, it's not called a pisyon for the shchin. The same thing the Mishnah says, v'yein apoysim liyor habosa. Let's say you have a shchin, and you have this skin there, and you have a white spot on the skin, and now the white spot starts to spread, but not on the shchin, but it spreads over to the healthy meat. To healthy skin, that's called v'yein apoysim liyor habosa. It cannot spread over to the clear skin, because that's not a shchin. It can only spread on the shchin itself. Now, v'loy or habosa poishel aseichon. Let's say there was a neger on the or habosa, you had a beheres there, and started to spread, and spread into the shchin. That's also no good. Hey, so regular beheres has to spread on regular healthy skin, and the shchin has to spread, the beheres on the shchin has to spread onto the meat, onto the skin of the shchin, cannot spread onto the or habosa. What's going to be how you merge? Let's say you have the shchin or the michva, that the skin first was hit, and it did not start to heal yet, but rather mordim is still given off, it's leichus, it's not healing yet, then tairim, then there's no simen tmeya on a shchin or michvah yet. What's going to be though, also krum keklipas hashum, let's say a small membrane of skin started to heal, even the size of a klipa, of the peel of a garlic. That's also that zuhi tzareves hashchin hamur v'torah. That's called the real shchin. That's called tzareves, means this light layer of skin that's starting to heal on the shchin. That now, if you see a beheres there, see a white spot there, you'll have a tumah of a shchin or a mikveh. That's what the Torah is talking about when you have a mikveh or a shchin. Now, what's going to be chozru v'choyu? Let's say the shchin of the mikveh healed up completely. His skin is like normal again. Afa pisha mekorim tzalekis, even though there's a little scab there, it's nikolite, it was once a shchin or a mikveh there. Still nidoin and kor habosa. Now it has a lach like regular or habosa. And if a new neged comes now, it have a regular tumah of a regular or habosa. Mishneh Gimel. Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer. The yes Rabbi Eliezer. What's going to be the locha? Mi sholslo teich yode beheres kasela. Somebody had a beheres the size of a cello. Le teich yode means on a kaf yode on his palm. Umakoymoi tzareves hashchin. And that's meaning the whole place where the beheres is, that's a tzareves hashchin, meaning first the skin there was wounded through a bang, and then it started to heal a little bit, that now it has a tumas of a shchin on it. But the beheres covered up the whole place of the shchin. So what do we do now? Omalehem yasgir. So Rabbi Lez answered back to Chum and said, in such a case, yasgir, still you have to lock up this person for a week to see what's going to happen. Om Ruloisa, Chom Sabatya Blesa Lama, why? What are we afraid about? It can't spread anymore because this beheris is over the whole skin of the shchin. It's over the whole shchin, so it can't spread. If it spreads more, it won't have a tumor anyway. So why should we lock them up for? So, Legadil, they say like this, Legadil, say love and Anaruya. To say that white hair should grow there, that's not a mokum on the palm that white hair grows. So if we're not afraid of white hair, lepis yunayna poisa. To be afraid, maybe it's going to spread, it can't spread, because it's going to spread the shchin onto or habos, that's not tum like we had before. And here this beheris is covering the whole shchin. Ole michyena matama, let's be afraid in the middle, the skin will become healthy again. That's not a tum by shchin and by michvah, so why should we lock him up for? Nothing can happen. Omalehem, yes, Rabbi Eliezer said back like this. Shema tichnois. Let's be afraid, maybe, that the nega will become smaller. The beheres will first become smaller. And then betifsa, and then it'll spread. So there'll be a pisyon who'll become tamei. Like maybe he'll become smaller at the end of 1 week, and the kohen will make him tor. And then later it'll spread again, become bigger, so he'll have to make him tamei again. That's why we have to lock him up now to see what's going to happen. Omru lois, achom zabat Reb Leza, faloi mekoy mekagris. What? In other words, achom are asking, what's going to be in a case where the whole shchin is only the size of a gris, and the beheres now showed up on this shchin? So why should we lock him up here? Like if it becomes smaller than a gris, so it's torn completely. And then if it spreads again over the gris, it's like a new nega, so you won't become tummy right away. So in such a case, why should we lock him up? Like nothing can happen over here. So Amalem Reb Lezer said, in such a case, Lo Shemati, I did not hear clearly, what would be the locha? Lo Shemati. No, some Farshim say means he didn't hear a reason, but the locha is still a yol, he asked, so you have to lock him up. Amalem Reb Yudu Ben Beseira. Alamid boy, let me explain to you the reason why. Amalem, he said, Im lekayim divrei chum hein omoloi. If you're coming to explain what chum said, very good. Meaning to say, if you want to say a reason why you should lock him up, very good. Omoloi, say it. But if you're going to say a reason that you do not have to lock him up, then I'm not going to listen to you. You might as well not say it, because I was in the cover for my Rebbe that you do have to lock him up. So, omoloi, shema yivolo lo shchin achar. The reason why we should lock him up is like this, because maybe a shchin will come outside it. Again, there'll be a ruined skin there, and then the yishle seichoi. Then this neger right now, this beheres on the first shchin may spread over into that shchin, and then it would become tamei. So that's the reason to lock him up. Or Malori said back to him, Chacham, God l'ato shchiyam v'divrachomim. You're a big chacham, that you explain the reason, Taka. What's the reason? Again, that when you start out, you had a shchin, again, like we said, that skin was ruined, either through a hit or through a burn, the size of a gris, and now the hair is a white spot, and after the skin started to heal a little bit, that's when you could have a tumah shchin. Now a white spot came over that whole gris. So shallow was, what's the purpose for locking him up? Nothing can happen, it can't spread. There's no white hairs there. So what's the purpose of locking them up? So the answer is yes, because maybe right next to it, there'll become another shchin, that his skin will be ruined there. And now if this bearer spreads over into that shchin, you become tamivadai. That's the reason why we have to lock him up, even though the first bearer is covering the whole gris of the shchin. Yeah. Now we're up to Perek Asiri. Mishnah. Hanisokim metame b'shnei shavuos. Hanisokim, that's when you have a bald spot in the middle of your head, or the bald spot in the middle of your beard, that the hair just fall out over there, and the mokim is kagris, move like a square kagris. So this tumah is for 2 weeks. You have to lock him up 1 week, and then lock him up a second week. So metame b'shnei shavuos. Well, but the chiddush here is, if he locks up a second week and it did not change, he becomes tamei vaday. And also, b'shnei simonim, there are two simonim that make him vaday tamei. That b'sei utso, either if like gold hair grows, two golden hairs grow there, yellow hairs like gold, and dak, that's the very thin hair, or b'fistion, or else if it spreads, it also metamei. Now, b'sei utso of dak, what does that mean to say thin, golden yellow hair? So, Charles, what does the word dak mean? So some say it means lokoi kotzer, means that it's short. It's shorter than the other hairs. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri yomer afilu arach. No, even if it's a long hair, still it could be dak. And why? Because dak then doesn't mean upon the length, but dak means upon the width. It has to be very, very skinny, very thin. And I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ma haloshen oimrim. Dak makel zeh, dak corner zeh. The people say it's a thin stick, it's a thin reed. You see, it has to do with the width and the thickness and the thickness of it, not the length of it. But as a very thin one, they call it dak makel, a thin stick, or dak corner, a thin reed. Dak lokoi kotzer, or dak lokoi yoruch. Because they don't mean to say whether it's long or whether it's short. That's not what they mean. When people say a dak, they mean to say it's thin. Tiros, the Torah says, they say it's so. Dak means to say they're thin hairs. It doesn't have to allow dak to be short. It could even be long. As long as they're thin, that's also simen to meyer. Omala, Rabbi Kiva, Kiva says back, Adshonu lemeidim in akona. Why, like you learn out from akona, from the way people call reeds, nilmid min haseir. Learn from here itself. Dak sara shaploini. When somebody says his hair is very dak loki kotzer, means to say that it's very short hair. Loi dak, if it's not dak, means to say loki means aruch. That people talk about the hair, they call either short hair or long hair. So Kitzur Kiva learns when a Torah says there's a simen tumah of nisokim of say itzov dak, that means that it's short, shorter than the other hairs. Mishnah Beis. Say itzov dak mitame mechunos. That if you have these two hairs of golden yellow hairs, that's metama by nesek. It's metama where this mechunas, where the two siris are next to one another, or mefuzer, whether they're spread out, one of this sort of nesek, one of the other sort of nesek, or mevutzer, whether the siris are in the middle of the nesek, means to say it's mukav, it's surrounded around with the nesek, or else fishloy mevutzer, even if it's not surrounded by the nesek, but rather these two hairs are at the end of the nesek. And it's still its tummy. Hofuch, v'shaloi hofuch. Doesn't make enough meaning which came first. Whether first came the sayotzov and then came the nesek. Whether the nesek came first and then the sayotzov. Not like white hair, that there is only if the beharas came first and then it turned over to be white hair. But over here by the nesok and by the bald spots in your head or in your beard, it doesn't make enough meaning whether the yellow hair was there first or it came later. Both ways it's a simen tumei. So, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Eina mitam elo hofuch. Shimon holds no, it's only mitamo, only if the sayer Well, nefach bolitzov means that first the nesek came, and then the hairs turned yellow, just like the white hairs. Omer b'shem b'shem says like this: Bedino, I have a svara kavachemel. Ma'im say a lover madoch by the white hair, by a regular neg on the boso. Shein say acha matzah miyodoi. No other hair protects it. Still, that even though you have some black hair there, it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have two white hairs, it's metame you. Still, ainu metame lehofach, it's only metame first the neg of the hairs came, and then it turned over to be white hairs. Is say itself over here by this yellow hair, this gold hair, dak shesay yiracha matzah miyodai. If you have other hair there, it's not called the nesek, it's also matzah you. Does we have two black hairs there, it's also matari you. The pasuk says the say shocker rainbow, there's no other hair there, only the say itself. If so, ain't din isn't the svara to say shlo yitan alahofuch, that it should only become tomei if first the nesek was there, and then the hairs, the two hairs turn yellow. So that's Rabbi Shimon's svara. On this, Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, komokim shetzorach lema hofuch, omer hofuch. Wherever the Torah means to say hofuch, there has to be the nega there. First the Torah says it. Abul ha nesek, but here by Tumas nesek, shenema, but the pasuk says, lehoyu boi sayet sov, metame, hofuch b'shlet hofuch. Here the Torah doesn't say clearly that the nesek has to be there first. It just says that there was not, there was no yellow hair. Mashma, if there is yellow hair, yitame, it doesn't make enough mina which one came first. That's a Yudhisvar. Now Mishnah Gimel. Hatzameyach matzo miyad sayetzov o miyad hapisyon. Meaning if it grows now black hair in the nesek, you have a bald spot on your head, and now it grows there black hair, so that's matzah, that saves you from tumah, even though you have, say it's so, you have the yellow hair there, or even though miyad hapisyon, even though it started to spread, still the black hair is matzah you. Mechunas, now these two black hairs, whether they grow together, or mefusa, whether they spread out this side, that side, mevutzer, whether they're in the middle of the nega, of the nesek, v'shlo mevutzer, whether they're at the end of the nesek, they're not in the middle of it. V'hameshoyer means it was left over. You have your bald spot there, but there's left over two black hairs there in the middle of it. So that's matzah you miyad tzehov, even though two hairs turn yellow there. Miyad apisyon, even though it started to spread. And again, these two hairs are left over, whether they're mechunas, whether they're together, or mefuzah, whether they're spread out, or mevutzah, whether they are surrounded by the nesek. But v'yeinu matzo min atzad atchiye rochuk min hakomo mokom shtei saris. Meaning that if you have two black hairs in the middle, it's matzo, that's only, it has to be a little bit rochuk, far away from min hakomo, meaning you have a bald spot there, so the hair that's still around it, you have to be inside the bald spot, at least rochuk, away from the outside here, mokom shtei saris. The place of two hairs, how they grow on your head, that's how much inside the white black hairs have to be from the end row where the hair still grows. It's in the middle of your head, you have a bald spot. Now inside the bald spot you have to have two black hairs, that's matzah you. Now those two black hairs have to be inside the bald spot, at least two cyrus inside it. Now, achas tzuhuva v'yachas shechoro, achas tzuhuva v'yachas levoino, Eina matzilas. Let's say one is yellow and one is black, or else then eina matzilas, they don't save you from the tumas of the nesek. The nesek we have before is metamiyu, even though you have no beharis there. It's only a tyro if you have black hairs, two black hairs. There you only have one black hair and one gold, or one black and one white. That's not matzilu from this tyro of having two black hairs. Now Mishnah Dalet. Let's say before the bald spot came altogether, first you had there some yellow hair. So that means nothing. You remain tor. Rabbi Yehuda Matami Yudhels, no. That's like we had before, that even though the Nesek comes first, or the Seir comes first, here also, even though the Seir itself was here before the Nesek came altogether, still you remain, you become tummy. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer, loy metame v'loy matzil. No eel is not metame, it's not matzil. Mean to say true, it's not metame you, since there's two golden hairs we have before the netzik. But it is not matzil, it's not metare you, it's not like two black hairs. If two black hairs would be there, that would be metare you. Here it's not metame, but who it's not matzil, doesn't protect you either. Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says, kol sheino simin tuma banesik, harei yo simin Torah banesik. No, any type of hair that's not a simin tuma. No, if these golden hairs are not metamiyu, so adin, it's harei yo simin Torah banesik. It's fitted like two black hairs were left over. Then chlami, you would be remain tor because of those two hairs that were left over from before. As if you hold that these two golden hairs that were here from before is not a simin tuma. So who are then automatically they remain a simin tairah and you remain the tohor. Mishnah Hey, Ketzad Magal Chenes HaNesek. How do you shave off the hair around the nesek, the bald spot, at the end of the first week when you come to the kohen? The pasuk says, Baruch Chenes HaNegev Yom HaShirivina Loifos HaNesek Lohoyu Boi Seyatov. If the nesek did not spread, there is no golden hair there. So the pasuk says, Vizgalach, you have to give a haircut there. Yes, a nesek lo yigaleich, but you do not cut the nesek itself, and the kohen locks you up for another week. So how do we give him the haircut? Ketzad Megalchen. It says, Megaleich chutzalo, you have to shave all around the nesek, or maniach shtei sara samach loy, but the two hairs that are growing all around the bald spot, that you still leave over. But you shave off all the rest of the hair up until the bald spot, and the two hairs around the bald spot, two hairs like the width all around the bald spot, that you still leave there. Kidei she'en nikirim posos, so you're able to tell if at the end of the next week, does it spread or not. Now, hechlita b'sayit, so let's say it grew there two yellow hairs, so you are machlet, you are tomei vadai, and then holach sayit sov, and then the golden hairs go away, and then v'choza sayit sov, then the golden hairs come back again. So soon say the din is that you are choisel a tumma, and the kohen does not have to like pronounce you again tomei. You automatically again tomei. And v'chein b'pisyon, the same thing that happened now when the seyer tzorv went away, and then later came back spread, that the nesek started to spread. So also your tomei vaday. Now v'chila, whether this happened that you first had your seyer tzorv at the beginning when you first came to the kohen, that right away he passed in you a tomei, or else b'sayu shvua rishon, whether it first happened that at the end of the first week, that's when the golden hairs grew, or else even b'seif shvua sheni, even if it first grew at the end of the second a week. So the kohen passes yavadi tamei, then that's the chiddush, even though it goes away. Then it comes back again, we say yavadi tamei kibatchila. And even liachar aftur, even if it first comes back again, the sayer tov, after the nesek went away after 2 weeks, and the kohen passes yatohor, then the two Cyrus of Seir Tzav grew, so there's a machlet you, and then it goes away, and then it comes back again. The halacha is in all these cases, Hareyu Kamei Shehoya, you have the same halacha like you, the way you were before. Meaning to say, just like at the beginning, the current passed in your muchlat, your Vade Tamei, even though then the simonim go away, but later when the simonim come back again, you have a din of Vade Tuma Kamei Shehoya. Then the Mishnah says, the same halacha is what's going to be at the beginning. First, when he came to the Kohen, after the first week, they saw that it spread, the Nesek, so the Kohen passed in Yavadei Tomei. And then, the spreading goes away, meaning to say the hair grows back again, to where it was the first place. And then, then it comes back again, the Nesek spreads again. It's the same halacha that Yavadei Tomei, now the Kohen doesn't even have to pronounce it automatically, Yavadei. And the same thing, whether Bechein Beseyetzov, whether not that the pisyon came back again, but rather now, after the pisyon went away, it grew there these two yellow hairs. Now again, whether this happened, the pisyon first, b'sayv shvua rishon at the end of the first week, or else b'sayv shvua sheni at the end of the second week, or else even liachar aptur, then the kohen paskin yavadei tomei, and then it goes away, and then again another simin tumah comes back, whether it's either the pisyon, or else to say it so. So lachar is, harehu kamei shehoya. Again, you have the same malacha the way you were before. You are muchlat to be tummy. Here, Mishnevov. Shnei nesokim ze bitzad ze. Again, you have two bald spots on your head, one next to another, and each one of them by itself had its own shear of a gris. Now, the Shita Shel Seyer Masekes B'neim, there's one row of here that divides the two, so it's not called one Nesek, but it's called two different Nesokim. Now, what's going to be Nifrat Mimokim Echod? Let's say one place, the hair falls out. So now the Hefsek, the Mechitza, takes away. Still, Tomei. And then not still, but I mean, you become Tomei now, because for sure one of these two Nesokim like spread. Even though we don't know which one, but one of them spread, and therefore it's a pisyon, you become tamei. What's going to be mishnei mekaymis? Let's say it's nifrat, like on two different parts of this mechitza, the hairs fell out and became bald, so there are two places that the two nisakim are attached, then the locker is tor. And the pshat is, because since it's opened up on two places, it's sitting like one big nesek. And since it's sitting like one big nesek now, so you have two black hairs in between, that's the locha. When you have a nesek and you have two black hairs there, that's matzio that makes you tor. Now, kama teheya pirtza, what's considered the pirtza that's opened? Mokam shtei saras, that's to be two hairs opened. Nifrasu mokam echa kagris tomei. So again, if it opened up on two places, even though each place is only the size of two hairs, that makes you tor, it's like one nesek. But if it only opened up in one place, even though it opened up the size of a gris, still, it's considered like two different nesakim, and one of them spread, therefore the din is you remain tamei, or you mastered now, you become vadei tamei. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on.